And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
Yes! Grab your torch and dip it in to the sexy St. Jeff candle, because No Buffs is back. I'm G.E. Skeets, along with my fellow tribe members, two guys who also look great in black. Trey Kirby, who's wearing black.
Hey, nice.
And JD, who's rocking the Omar Emu.
Well, we're going. I think we're going up against Rob and Omer right now. Like,
they're going live.
Wow. So I figured, why not fool the people? Another Canadian and an emu.
Is that Omer?
Yeah. We are here to recap episode 10 of Survivor 43, titled Get That Money, Baby. Said a couple times.
Said quite a few times. Yeah. I thought a hit of an episode title, actually. Sometimes it's like just a random line.
Yep.
In the middle, you're trying to figure out who it's going to be. This is almost a turning point in the game,
Absolutely.
Perhaps.
Absolutely. We're going to break it all down here tonight. This is pretty unique here for No Buffs, doing it right after
night shift.
The episode, like we are, like the Survivor know-it-alls, which we are not know-it-alls by any means.
Hey, same number of wins, though, right?
Got him!
They're totally watching right now.
Shout out to the live tribe. That's what we call everybody joining us here on YouTube. If you're new to No Buffs, well, thank you for swinging by. Take a second, like the video, subscribe to No Buffs. And if you're a podcast listener, leave your boys a 5-star rating and review, because there are like 3 episodes left this season of Survivor. Isn't that nuts?
It's gone fast. It's definitely gone fast.
We're going to be done before the new year. It's crazy, JD. Sad in a way.
Man. It is sad. It's very
sad. But don't worry. Survivor 44 returns in March. Yeah.
March 1st. Is that right?
It's basically February.
We might be able to sneak in 3 seasons a year at this pace.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying, Trey. That's what I'm saying. Take some of that money out of that those cargo shorts.
All right. What we're going to do later in this one, too, is a live tree mail, for the most part. I did post the tweet like right after the show ended, before we came into the Classic Factory here. Get your questions and comments in. We always do that. But we have like a day or two for people to get those in. Like West Coast viewers, they haven't even watched this yet.
Oh, yeah. Spoilers.
Yeah, so turn this off. We haven't said who has won this or left this episode yet. So I guess we haven't spoiled anything yet. But yeah, we'll try and do a live tree mail with everybody that's joining us here on YouTube.
Sounds great. I saw Big Zach came through with a few questions already. No surprise.
Zach's got a lot of questions. Every question he tweets in, I'm like, that's a banger.
That's a great question.
That's a great question.
Zach's almost the executive producer of this podcast.
You want to do just Zach questions and treat
him? Zach attack.
Fine with it. He does have a couple good ones. Okay. So we go sort of scene by scene. That's how we do it here on this pod. We start night 17, and they're coming back from tribal council. We had 2 people go home. We had James. We had Ryan. So everybody's coming back. They're coming back at separate times. Sammy told Carla the plan about James. You know, we learned that. That's why she was on the right side of the vote. But she's frustrated because she wasn't really in control. Probably for the first time, really, it feels like, in this game, that she didn't know exactly, right up until the last second, what the hell was going on.
It was the first time we've seen this season that it hasn't looked like she's in charge of what's going on or in control or completely in the know. Definitely, I would say, her lowest moment so far. Probably good news if it comes in the first 5 minutes of an episode. But it definitely, to me, changed a little bit of the way the vote went down the last week, where it was almost pitched a little bit like you had to get Carla's approval before going through with the plan. It wasn't that at all.
Right.
She was left out, and it was just Sammy kind of seemingly shooting himself in the foot by telling her what was actually going on.
Yeah. JD, you
agree? Yeah, same. I mean, I'm not going to say that she went down a few notches, but I definitely, as you say, Trey, it was not what we thought. And, you know, I thought she was doing the Jesse move of, I'm going to allow these people to have their agency. I'm going to allow them to vote who they think they want to get off. It's no skin off my nose, really. So, but, you know, whatever. I mean, still, I still think she's, like, the godfather out there.
Yeah.
Like, she's running the show, it seems.
Lots of connections.
I'm excited to see her next week, in the next episode, after receiving votes tonight. You know, obviously still here, but that can change how a player plays.
Oh, yes.
You know, like,
well, especially
whoa,
she
on.
Seemed to be quite excited that she survived.
Oh, yeah, she was
tribal.
Like, yeah, she was like, yeah,
yeah.
All right, only a couple votes. I'm good.
Yeah, that's right.
We also learn here when they come back that Jesse knows that Carla has an idol, or at least seems to have pieced it together.
He was talking beads.
Beads, yeah. And made it almost sound like not just he knows, but maybe more people know.
I thought
so they
the way he was
this.
Talking about it was that he had pieced things together because of the beads, therefore maybe other people had done the same.
Maybe.
So maybe it was common knowledge, but then I also thought a little bit later on in the episode, Noelle made it seem like she didn't know that Carla had an idol. So maybe some people do, maybe some people don't.
But then they split the vote to cover their asses in case she does have it. So
who knows?
But he's hip to it. We also get Jesse, Cody, and Gabler talking about riding the middle. That's like obviously, you know, sort of going to come to fruition here in this episode. All right, then we go to day 18. We're into a reward challenge. And, you know, full disclaimer here tonight. My sister-in-law just arrived. It's a Thanksgiving tomorrow here in the States. That's why we're doing this show, No Buffs, live after the episode, because we're not coming in on Thursday. We're not even doing an NBA podcast tomorrow or Friday, so we decided to do it tonight. So I'm watching it with Lori, who hasn't watched Survivor 18 years, like some whatever
she
we're
was
at.
She on the early ones, though?
I mean, I honestly
She's
don't even know.
An early
yeah,
one.
She knows
nice,
of the
yeah.
show. She knows what we do with it, but hasn't watched one. So she watched tonight, and she's hooked. I mean, what an episode to get somebody like, which we'll get to this right here with Noelle obviously coming through in the reward challenge and then the blind side of it all. And it was the emotional aspect of this one with the letters and the sanctuary and all that. She was in. She's like, this is still good.
Great time to get in, as I always say.
A great time to get in.
I can't believe Lori hasn't been watching it, though.
No, she doesn't have a lot of the streaming services.
Wow.
You know?
Lori and Carla just down just a half a notch in my eyes all of a sudden.
This is like a great episode, though, to be your first one back because you get the rare two challenges. Like,
yes.
We're not always seeing a reward challenge, but that was cool to see. And then you do get the emotional payoff of seeing, like, people getting their letters and how they're reacting to actually hearing from their families back home, which is cool.
Yep.
And, of course, you had Jeff wearing black.
Well, great. And Carla complimenting him on his shirt. And he did a little...
He was happy somebody finally said something about his luck. He's like, thank you. Thank
I've been
you.
Wearing this for 43 seasons. It's the first compliment I've gotten.
He doesn't wear the black shirt all that often,
well,
though.
It's hot out
he
there.
Doesn't, right?
No,
yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's probably the reason why he doesn't. It's a lot of the light blue and...
He wears shirts. Like, I mean, they are all fishing green. Shirts, but it looks like ones you would wear when it's a hot day out, for sure.
Yeah.
Reflecting the
At
lights.
The start of this reward challenge, too, we got the drone shot, Gene.
Ooh, I
that
love it.
Was pretty
I love
slick.
It.
Like,
I love
through,
it.
It went, like, through part of the that obstacle,
cool.
like,
yeah.
past probes, and then, like, past all the people coming in.
They did it last week as well.
Yeah.
And I subscribe to it, or I follow a couple of drone accounts on Instagram. They're cool. My favorite accounts. I just love it. Like, I can't believe I don't have a drone.
Yeah. How do we not have one
actually.
In here?
We,
like,
I mean, right?
Around with us. All right, we're going to go to the drone.
All right, groin shot goes down underneath. Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
All right. We got to help us get our followers up here on YouTube, and we will get a drone here in the Classified 3 for all of our podcasts. We got the drone shot. We got Probes in his black shirt. We get told that the winner will go to the sanctuary.
I forgot
the sanctuary.
Have we always called it the sanctuary?
No, it's recent. It is recent.
Is it? Yeah.
I feel like it's the last couple of... Since COVID, maybe. It's the sanctuary.
Yeah.
Sanctuary.
Yeah.
It's basically the craft services tent with a shower, right? Like,
and beds, I guess. Like, they did stay the night, right?
Yeah, they did.
They were told they were going to stay the night, but we sure didn't see them go
blankets.
To bed. Or like, oh, this is a nice pillow. Nothing. It was just the next day. They were back.
We just have to trust they slept.
Yeah.
That's just more money on the table. I mean, Bowl and Branch or somebody, right? Like,
they get better the more you wash them. No, Dougs.
Exactly.
You think it's about thread count? That is an uneducated opinion.
They could do the most organic ad reads of all time.
Totally.
Right?
Yes.
Anyway,
the winner of this challenge gets a big glass of Athletic Greens. Haven't been getting your vitamins out here.
So they get, they're not getting those. They're getting pizza, cheesesteak, brownies, beer, wine.
That's a lot of stuff.
Spend the night. Yeah. And we then learn after Noelle wins that they're getting letters from home, too. So the challenge, you know, obstacle course. We had the spinning part. Oh,
that thing's awesome. They have those at playgrounds.
Oh yeah, they
very
do.
Very fun.
Yeah. I mean, how long have you ever been on one spinning around? Probably a couple revolutions.
Yeah, a couple revolutions, not 20 revolutions or something like that. How long?
That thing was far.
Like 15 minutes. It seemed like to keep it spinning. There was a couple of interesting strategy moves I thought there. Cassidy and Gabler went very, very slowly, but Cassidy like flew through the maze part of it. So.
Right.
I mean, why rush through the balance part of it? Or why rush through the spin part of it?
Yeah.
Then you can fly through everything else. Interesting. Also, Owen, after he did his spinning, he got to the line before going across, like, the rope net thing.
Yeah.
He waited, like, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
He was just
yeah.
waiting to feel normal, and then he just dove.
Yeah, that was smart. The tuck and roll.
I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah. And then Cody, I think, was the only one who was barefoot going across the beams.
Yeah.
I mean, makes sense.
He's I don't think he has shoes out there.
Yeah, he probably doesn't. But I thought that, I don't know, I would like to go barefoot in that scenario. Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Foot grips.
Yes. Especially if you're spinning and you're dizzy.
Totally,
I mean,
yeah.
you need to feel everything around you. You have to, the sensoriness of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's a good call.
Those toes out.
So, yeah, that's the spinning part, always evil,
yeah.
And then they're stumbling all over the place. Makes for great television. And we see then when they get to the beam, you know, the zigzag beam, which you got to get the one bag off of. Noelle gets there, and you're like, how the hell is she gonna do this?
Mm-hmm.
You can see her trying to figure it out, obviously with her other leg, and she's like. It's like she can't balance on it, and then she's like, "I'll try hopping across," and I'm like, "I thought she was gonna take it off," like cross my mind, but
sure.
I'm like, "How will that help? I don't know." Yeah. Like, can she just completely crawl across it? And she just is falling behind and behind and behind, and they keep showing her, and we start going in the house. We're like, is she gonna come back to win this thing? Like, no way.
They only had to land one bag.
I was like,
that's not a lot.
No. Like, how many shots did they get? How many shots did she get even?
You know, I felt like two.
Well, of course. Do you think it was?
I think it was. I think it had to be. It had to be soon. She even said this is the luckiest thing that's
good
ever
point.
Happened.
Good point. But oh my God. She even says at one point my leg is sweating off.
I've lost suction.
Totally. And she pulls off. Like, honestly, one of the greatest wins in Survivor history.
What?
I mean, I
really?
Know it's... You don't think so?
What are you doing, Noelle? Why would you want to win that?
Well,
you have the
perfect
excuse.
Okay. I mean, yes, in the context of the game,
yes.
Probably a bad idea.
Yeah,
goes against... This is like the Tyson Apostle rule, right? Like,
yeah. You do not want to win.
Don't win these rewards.
There's eight people left. It's a reward challenge.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But remove that, Jamie.
Okay, all right. Yes.
Then unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
She's a hero, as
Gable said. Oh, yeah. She was getting as much respect or more as Jonathan did when he did that one challenge all by himself. And honestly, like, the way she did it, she basically had to do the beam twice. Like, she went the beam the whole way, got the bag out of it, went back, did the beam the whole way, and then she did hop that last, like, downward ramp part of it. That looked crazy impressive to me as well. And then, couldn't have been more than like 3-4 shots. Like, who knows? She got it done really quickly.
Yeah.
And even Sammy's was like on.
Oh, there
and
then were
barely fell off.
So,
I was like
so
dangling over the
calls.
Edge. That was dramatic.
In watching it, I thought she was like going to get through it, and then like before she could land the bag, somebody else was gonna like
drop
Sammy
it, sure.
or somebody.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that would be devastating. But anyway, she wins. Incredible, but maybe not the smartest move. You're right, JD. She gets to pick three people. This is where we get told about the letters.
Not gets. She has to pick three people.
Oh, yeah. She has to.
I mean,
try to take Probst.
What's that?
Try to take Probst.
Jeff, Probst, I would love it if you joined me.
I wanted to talk to you for a long time.
Would he be compelled to go? Could you pick him and then you would have to spend the night with Jeff?
Wow.
What a move. What a move that would be.
Yeah. Could you say, instead of picking anybody, can I just take you? Probes and like make a deal with them.
He'd politely demur like he did with his thank you.
No, thanks, Carl. But okay, you probably can't swap out a player for Jeff Probst. There's probably other rules.
No.
But why can't you invite him along? Just to hang out. You know, there's four of you plus Jeff there. You never get downtime with Jeff.
Well, in a way, Jeff Probst is always hanging out with you. He's always watching.
That's why we like
He's
the
watching
candle,
the tapes
course,
later.
Yeah. The unseen survivor at every table.
Now,
Jeff
you
Probst.
Can. This has happened before. Correct me if I'm wrong. You can take yourself out, can't you?
True.
People have given it up.
Jeff, you look
Oh, hungry. Absolutely. Yeah.
Not for Jeff,
not
but for
Jeff.
Somebody else. And it was more just like, I'm a badass. Yeah. I just won that.
Yeah.
But I don't want to go.
Because right. Because I don't want to lose Survivor.
This man needs to eat.
Well, yeah, yeah.
I mean, we can't take that part of it out of it.
No, you're
I mean,
right.
it, it's
you're
a,
right.
it, it's an amazing accomplishment, and props to Noelle, but it lost her the game. It did, because she was already a threat, and then she got through that impossible challenge. Like, that was the one challenge that was like,
a
you know what? Fuck
her,
you. You only have one leg and we don't care because this is a reward challenge and you're going to struggle and we're going to make some good TV at your expense. And again, props to her. She did an amazing job and she won it. But there's no way, as it was already, you're not going to sit with a one-legged woman at the end of Survivor.
Yeah.
You have to go under the radar.
Who made a move last week, too.
Exactly. A great move.
Yeah.
One of the best moves in the last few seasons that we've seen. We were all excited. Us sickos who have seen every single move, we were like, on the edge of our seats, yes, Noelle, this is awesome. And now this, I mean, again, I don't want to take... I am taking something away from her victory because it cost her $1 million.
Are you taking the pizza, the cheesesteak, the brownies,
no,
the beer?
She can
and the
have
wine.
All that, oh, but okay. she gave all that up for $1 million. And not only that, let's say she didn't get voted out, it's too much. It's too much pressure to be like, I pick you and I pick you and I pick you. There's letters from home there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's too much. There's too much pressure.
It's a tough spot.
I absolutely subscribe to the Tyson Apostle school of this particular point of the game when there's eight people left. We're taught this is loved ones usually. You do not want any part of this. You do not want to pick and choose who gets to see their loved ones, who gets to get a letter from home. It's the best reward challenge you can win. And more often than not, you get voted out.
I think if you are in the worst spot in the game, then I don't see any issue in winning it.
Yeah.
Because then at least you are potentially getting, you know, some trust of these people that you are bringing. If you are, like, scrambling to get a little team together or a little alliance, like, why not? You
right.
might as well take a stab at it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if you're already seen as a threat, you're only going to be seen as a bigger threat. We talked about this last week that
totally.
We were like, she is not winning this game now.
No.
Because
yeah.
she wasn't winning it from the start. If you were smart, you're not going to sit beside her because, hell my God, I'd be voting for her.
Yeah.
Giving her $1 million if she's there at the end. And then when she made a strategic move, it was like doubling down on it. So, yeah, in the end, it didn't do her any favors, I guess.
That is true. And you heard a few times from multiple players, like, she's picking up steam. Like, she's getting better and better as time
yes.
is going on.
Yeah.
She's also able to bring more and more people in. To her, and I think it was Jesse explaining to Gabler, right, how, like, every time we cut out her number one, she's got another number one right
yeah.
there. So
mm-hmm.
pretty savvy social game. So maybe you're right, JD. Like, the way she's operated so far, plus pulling the big move last week, plus this week now winning this challenge, and you got to pick all the people, it's stacking the deck against you. No
yeah,
doubt about
totally.
It. But, I mean, it's probably all circumstantial, right? Like, if Gabler wins that challenge, picks whoever... I doubt Gabler's, like, on the chopping block.
Yeah. That's a fair point.
Yeah.
That's a fair point.
Probably not.
For sure.
And I also think, I mean, Tyson's played the game a
yes.
number of times and has won the damn game, so, like, who am I to say? But, like, so much easier said than done, right?
Oh,
they're
my
like,
God.
Oh,
yeah,
I just won't win.
I just won't win.
I don't need letters.
Right.
I don't need food. I don't
yeah.
need a good night's sleep that we never saw on those bowl and bowl sheets and the thread count being what it is.
Bowl and bowl.
That's sponsors right now. Bowl and branch.
Bowl
bowl.
Bowl.
He's got to get
bowl,
on that,
bowl.
Right?
Should have a bowl and branch
that's right.
sponsor.
Extra tall.
Yeah. More thread count than inches or whatever. He's a tall man. Yeah, I just think, God, it's so difficult once you're.
Oh
there.
My God!
Like, I don't think I could do it. I honestly don't.
Exactly, and that's her. That's her MO. She
yeah,
is a competitor.
She's an
and
Olympian.
Again, all the respect in the world to Noelle. I mean, like, it was an amazing accomplishment, but it would have been still amazing if she had just made it across that beam, and then she had just sort of whiffed it, and then Gabler won, and then all the pressure is taken off, and I think she still would have been here.
Interesting, interesting. Okay, well, the Sanctuary, day 18, Owen's drinking a beer. I couldn't tell what everybody else was drinking. Either it was like Coke or it was maybe wine.
They did have wine.
Yeah. But
there's
only one
on
beer
the
bottle. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
But I bring that up because Sammy was there.
Oh, yeah.
Good call.
So
good call.
If that was wine, wow. I'd like to file a complaint to I don't know who, but the Probst, I guess.
Yeah, we found out what the Fijian drinking age was,
well,
and I think it's...
He's good.
It's 18 or 19.
Yeah, I think
so
right.
I think he's fine.
I think you're right. Okay, he's good. We just get them doing their letters, and it is very emotional, and I love Noelle talks about her mom watching the weather.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
I thought that was just
that
a funny
sweet.
Little line.
Yep, that's cute.
And then Sammy wants to talk some game, and he tells everybody he's not flipping back. Done flipping. And that he wants to target Cassidy, and then Owen throws out the idea of splitting votes, and the only note I have from that part, and maybe I had this wrong, but like Sammy talks about Cassidy. And then we get Owen talking about these, like, splitting of the votes. And then somebody, I forget who it is, brings up, like, a group of five. And it doesn't include Sammy. Because in this one shot, Sammy appears to be gone from the sanctuary. So it's Noelle, Owen, and Jesse talking about bringing in, like, I think it was, like, it's got to be Cody. And I think it was maybe
Gabler. Yeah, that makes sense.
So I'm like, where the hell was Sammy in this? Taking an aqua dump or yeah, something, yeah. Or like the
he was actually had a toilet.
Yeah, he's on the toilet.
Yeah,
for 10 minutes.
Yeah, right. True. So
everybody's taking their time.
I don't know if you have any other sanctuary notes.
I mean, the sanctuary. I mean, I don't want to dwell on this, but fucking make it 39 days. I want the loved ones visit. The
loved ones visit.
Well, yeah.
The letters from home, they just don't hit the same. They don't hit the same.
Sure.
I mean, yes. Jesse cried, and I probably got some points in the pool because of that,
sure.
And I'm happy for that, but I want to see Jesse's wife. I want to see all their loved ones. I want to see a reunion on the beach. That's the most emotional point in the entire episode, or the season,
yeah.
Usually, and I miss that, and it's because the season is shorter, I guess, or whatever
well,
reason.
I think it was COVID was the start.
But it's not COVID then, now. It's
no,
like, well, man, I guess last summer, maybe. Okay, let's – it better be back. It better be coming back because
okay.
– and I am the – you know, I'm a stone cold. I don't like anything, and nothing moves me, but that does move me, and I do enjoy seeing that. And the show is not as good because of it.
Okay.
That's it.
But so you would get rid of letters if you – completely?
Yes. Letters. Why show when you can – why tell when you can show?
Sure.
It's like, as far as I'm concerned, the cute little scribblies that could be made from the prop department for all I know.
Oh, you think they're fake? Wow.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe. I don't know.
I love it.
Probes is like, give me a line that Jesse's kid might say. What do you got? Get that money, baby.
Get that money, baby.
That's right.
It's also a weird thing for a kid to say when you're talking about it.
I was thinking, how old's this kid?
Hold on. You might be onto something. This might be fake.
Right?
Get that money, baby.
Yeah,
is
get
this
that
like a
money,
young
baby.
Kid?
You mean to tell me Jeff Probst is individually mailing each one of these family members parchment with a self-addressed stamped
wow.
envelope to fill it out
wow.
it's possible.
On a weathered piece of papyrus?
Oh, interesting.
Papyrus.
it's
I don't know.
This is the greatest conspiracy theory
yeah,
in Survivor.
This is good. These are fake letters.
It's just Jeff writing them.
So, all right, where are we next? I guess we get Cody. This is what's happening back at the camp here. Cody is talking about Owen, how he's Noelle's new Dwight. So this is the first time this comes up. Jesse obviously talks about it a little bit later. Cassidy wants to focus on a big threat. She's throwing out Noelle's name. She's like, we should go for Noelle. Mm-hmm. She then goes to Gabler, tries to like sort of get his reading. He's
hey,
a tough
yet.
Nut to crack.
Not yet.
Oh, he's
I
like,
cannot tell you until
like,
I know
yeah,
who's
just
available.
Wait. We'll just wait until we find out who wins, and then we'll plan.
And then she's like, I want to vote with you. I don't know.
Oh,
you
yeah,
too.
I want to vote.
Let's
you
do too. That. For who? I don't know. Let's see who
How
wins.
Frustrating oh, must man. It be to deal
oh,
with
man,
that
yeah.
guy,
It's
honestly.
Actually a pretty, like, it's a some slick move in a way by him.
It is.
It's like, why?
What's the rush, man?
Yeah.
Let's have some
especially,
fun
he knows the spot he's in right now.
Yeah.
Like, he's very actually well aware of where he's sort of, it feels like where his standing is. In terms of like alliances and like being in the middle and all that, but yeah, it'd be very frustrating. You're day 19. You're just asking the guy like, here's maybe who we should target.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's just wait.
I'm not gonna waste my brain energy on that right
so
now.
So is that a no? You don't want to target Noelle? I didn't say that. She might win again.
Well, I guess she did get. You know, let's vote together. He said, yes, we should definitely do that.
Yeah, it wasn't that like, convincing.
Okay. I don't know. That's not a great social game. I know you're not really supposed to throw any names out there, but at the same time, it's just there. A little bit of placation goes a long way. I think.
Yeah, you know, I think you're right. He does say options are really big in this game. I believe it's him that says that. I was writing notes fast and furious here.
Okay.
Somebody said options are really big in this game. It was, I think,
Gable.
That's
true.
It's very true. I don't know why I also thought that was an important note to write down. Good job, somebody out there.
Options are really big.
So, day 19, we are into the immunity challenge. It is the build the house of cards. Oof. You know, oof. These little. Oh, I don't know man. What they. How big are they? How big would you say
they're
those are?
Card. They're
three
like
inches.
Playing
yeah, sort of
card.
Playing card like,
maybe. Yeah, but thicker.
A little thicker. Yeah. Yeah. And you got to hold. Obviously, it's like this balance beam thing, and you got to hold it with your. I guess it's their left arm, which I like. They all were doing it on the same side, right?
Yeah. I think so. Yes.
Does that mean they're all right-handed?
Great question.
like, what if I was left-handed?
Yeah.
Do I get to flip it?
Huh.
It seems only fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll let you.
Maybe you get to pick, even.
Yeah, you probably should.
Is it rigged that way, though? I don't know.
I think they were all holding it lefty.
They were. I'm pretty sure they were. Somebody fact-check me in the live tribe. Were they all holding it with their left hand, the balancing part, and then reaching across with their right? I think they were.
100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
So no lefties out there, we assume.
Or they were the lefties were forced.
Well, they're all lefties. Or they were forced.
Yeah, or they were forced.
Like this.
None of this is real. This is all fake.
No one's saying that.
The letters are fake. It's all a matrix, man. And we get a montage of just falling. Like a very lengthy montage.
It was great.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked how they shot this.
We, you know, it's a Thanksgiving break for the schools down here. So my kids were up late, watched Home Alone, then turned on Survivor. And they were dying laughing when these were
things falling.
Yeah, just like... Because of how long it lasted.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the first one's like, ha, 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 ha. But then when it was like 14 or 15, topples in and just keeps happening. The towers get bigger and they keep falling. They were cackling.
Wow.
As was I. I thought it was hilarious.
Nora, they were nice and warmed up from Home Alone.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
It's very similar. It's like, I've been watching people fall.
There's a paint can comes flying in, pops Cody in the face, slips on the micro machines. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, I was just going to say, Nora, during this challenge, turned to me, my wife, and said, oh, you would be absolutely furious doing this challenge.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I thought of you doing this challenge. I was like, you think I would be angry? Straight Kirby would be going nuts.
I wouldn't be able to complete it. I would have to take breaks. I would just be standing there. Jeff, I'll try again in like 10 minutes, man. I cannot do it right now.
It's
too angry.
So infuriating.
Could you take – you could take your hand off of – could you?
And just stand
well, but I don't know, like,
because it wouldn't.
No, I mean, like, once it fell, like, I would want to, like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Take a lap or something,
yeah,
for
exactly.
sure.
Like,
well, yeah, at one
rim,
point,
yeah.
Owen drops for the 100th time, and he, like, took the one he had in his hand and just smoked it, and it looked like it bounced off, like, 10 feet. He's got to go get that. It's like, God damn.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point.
Yeah. We've seen this before, this challenge, but... I don't remember it being so sensitive.
Mm.
This one felt extremely sensitive to
was
me.
Is it possible it was higher, the arrow? I don't remember it being that high.
Maybe.
It was tall.
I feel like they've been – I don't know. I don't know about that part. It just felt like the actual, like, lever felt like so sensitive to me. But I'd have to go back and watch the other
one. There was no wind either. But it's a frustrating. It's like, oh my God.
The reach across. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
So, in the end, I thought maybe it crossed my mind for a second. It's like, when he's like, we're 15 minutes in or something. And it's like, Is nobody going to be able to do this?
Are you calling this one?
What do they do? What does Probst do? Like, got to drop the arrow down or something? Or, I don't know.
What would they do?
At some point, how many hours in would they have to be?
There's
like,
no limit. There's no limit.
Oh, come on. Really?
On Survivor?
You know what they would have done? Here's what they would have done. They would have just axed it completely and just went to another immunity challenge.
We would have never known.
That's probably true.
Because nothing is real. Nothing is real.
Stand on a box for it.
Why are we even doing this?
I don't know why we're here. Okay, Cassidy wins. She pulls it off in the end. It looked pretty close between her, Carla, and I believe Sammy was sort of in the running there.
Mm-hmm.
But Cassidy, you know, played a pretty slick strategy, I thought, at the end.
Yeah.
Where, like, she got pretty high, had a decent amount of cards, if you want to call them that, left, and was like, well, I'll just stack them all on top of each other flat and then just get that one to stand to hit the arrow. And, man, I mean, we needed to go to – I've been watching a lot of World Cup, but go to the VAR whether she hit that arrow. It was – like, the one shot was like, okay. Then they went back to the one Probst was looking at. I'm like, hold on, that's not the arrow. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. We're giving Jeff a lot of leeway here.
Yeah.
This is a pure Jeff call, it feels like. J-A-R.
Yeah. People are saying here, Zach, who knows the stuff, that it's been timed in the past. This challenge.
Like who's his tallest?
Yeah, maybe.
Interesting.
Ooh,
I think that is right.
That does ring a bell. Huh. Good call, Zach. So anyway, she wins. Hell of a strategy, I thought. JD, you were saying good on you, Cassie.
Oh, totally. Yeah, I thought it was great. I was very concerned. I thought, it's getting heavy. Though, because they're not light. Well, they're light, but on a big stack of house of cards, it felt like it could be too top heavy. and tumble over. But
I also thought hers didn't appear to be the straightest build.
No.
She was the best builder.
I think it was.
I thought she was.
I thought Carla was pretty like...
Carla's...
I thought Sammy's was like, appeared to be more straight though.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe that was just the way she was also holding her lever and it was like on the tiniest angle.
You mentioned it also, like the height of it, wherever the camera is, or it's definitely for Jeff's height to be right here, right? Like, yeah. Jeff.
Right, Jeff.
How tall is Jeff? Let's say he's 6'5".
Definitely not.
More like 5'6". I'll get on Survivor one time if I say that. But anyways, it's like his height. But then you got the jib going everywhere. And
yeah.
It could literally be anywhere. We have no idea. But so to that point... What Cassidy's can look perfectly straight from this angle, but
there were some shots that we saw tonight where it did appear like it was like
right
on a hell of
totally
an angle,
on an
but
angle.
It probably wasn't because otherwise it would have fallen over.
Yeah. Anyways,
she wins.
I enjoyed watching this. As frustrating as it was to put myself in the challenge, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Great challenge.
Yeah. And slickly edited with the just falling. All right, so now we get to the plotting and the scheming of this episode. We are at day 19, if you're keeping track here. Gabler tells Noelle that Carla and Cassidy are gunning for her. All right, so he goes and tells Noelle that. That's what he's hearing. And then Jesse and Cody, they talk about taking out Noelle. And he talks about how conflicted he is, sort of. I did like this, where he's like, I mean, she just took me on this sanctuary overnight sleepover,
mm-hmm.
but I got a letter that my kid said, get that money, baby, in the handwriting of Jeff Probst, and I'm going to get that money for either my kid or Probst, whoever wrote that letter.
Son Jeff.
Yeah, so this is like where he's, again, a tiny bit conflicted, but he's like, I'm here to win $1 million. So we then get, for maybe the first time in Survivor history, I don't know, it's probably happened a couple times, but the game plan here.
Yes.
From basically Jesse, his steps that's going to happen with his plan to try and get Noelle out. One, you got to have a cover story. Makes sense, right? What are we going to tell? What are we going to tell Noelle? And really, the part of the cover story that we see is really Jesse telling Noelle, oh yeah, I was talking to Cody. I was just giving him his idol back. That's the cover story.
Just talking.
Which is like, I mean, fine.
Well, he's saying every interaction that he has on the island outside of Noelle, he needs to explain to her.
Yes.
And we only got that one. So the cover story, yes, was a bit lame.
Yeah.
But yeah. But the point I got was you have to justify your existence every waking moment on that island. You have to justify to your allies and your competitors to make them feel safe. So,
did he give Cody his idol back? That's what I want to know. Because we also saw another lower third tonight by Jesse prior to this that he said to Noelle, at least, that it had two immunity idols still for Jesse. So at that point, he still had Cody's.
Yes.
And then he tells Noelle he gave it back. But did he?
I feel like a bald-headed wizard in Karf skates. Can we see the idols? Where are these things?
What a reference that was.
What was that guy's name?
I don't know. Adam Silver.
Henry Abbott.
All right.
Name bald guys.
So, step two of Jesse's plan. Throw the fall guy under the bus. So he tells Noelle that Sammy is thinking her. So it's like the fall guy is Sammy in this,
sure.
in this case.
Yeah.
And that's part of what he's pitching to Noelle, his real target. Makes sense?
Yeah.
Right? You know? Plant that. And I like it wasn't too aggressive, I thought, too. It's just like, yeah. Like, he wasn't like, oh, they like made a big deal out of it. It's just like, Sammy's up to this guy, and the perfect person to pick. This guy's flip-flopping left and right.
Big flipper.
So,
big
flipper. You know, now he's flipping again, even though we were just at the sanctuary together. Cool, JD? Part two?
Yeah, 100%.
All right.
The perfect fall guy, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, we heard in this episode more than once, nobody trusts Sammy.
Yeah.
Including here.
Yeah.
So.
And then part three, have a backup plan. So this is where Jesse tells Gabler, let's blindside Noelle. Do I have that right?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know if I do anymore.
I have no idea.
I don't know. There was some scrambling in this app.
There was. But this is where Gabler picks up on Jesse and Cody running the game.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Yes, indeed he does.
Because that's definitely what Jesse goes and tells Gabler. And Gabler's like, he doesn't seem all of that into it. But he's like, okay, these guys are actually running everything.
Yeah.
At least he tells us that. They're running the show is what he says. Mm-hmm. I may have screwed something up there.
No,
but
I think he says
that to Carla as well at some point, doesn't he?
Yeah, maybe.
I think he does.
Yeah, here's the takeaway.
Yeah.
CBS, send us some screeners. It's night of here.
Thank you.
We're the only podcast that watches it live and then goes live immediately after.
Rob does it.
Oh, you're telling me Rob Sestrinino doesn't have screeners?
Of course he has screeners. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
We don't.
We got to get there.
Right.
We barely watched the episode. It's Thanksgiving over here.
It's Thanksgiving.
Somebody says, Mitch says, Jesse tells Noelle that they will get Carla out. Probably happened.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Yeah. I think I screwed up a name in my note-taking there. Anyway, let's just go to tribal council.
Let's go.
Yeah. Because not much happens here. It was a bit of a boring tribal council.
Well, how about when Gabler wows Jeff Probst by saying stenotic valve?
There was that.
Explain this to me as if you were doing heart surgery.
Yeah. We started with Probst asking about the reward challenge. We get Noelle talking about overcoming it. So that's how we got going. And then, yes, we get to Gabler talking about how his comparisons as a heart surgeon. And then he gets like super dark real quick. He's like, everybody's got silencers here. And he's like, dropping this. And then even Probst's like, who are you pointing at? And he's like, everybody.
It was a duck metaphor like 2 seconds before.
Oh, yeah. The duck.
He's like, oh, you're a cute little duck. And you're like, your little feet are going. It's like, now we're snipers, assassins.
Okay. And then Noelle brings up idols. She's like, where are the idols? Who's got these idols?
Can we see them?
Everybody is sitting on them. And anyway, we get to voting. And in the end, of course, everybody knows by now, Noelle goes home with 5 votes, right? 8 people left. 5-2-1.
Five,
Sammy got a vote, and that was from her.
Noelle?
Yeah. And you had Owen and Carla. No, that can't be right.
Owen. Yeah. Maybe Noelle voted for Carla.
Could be. Doesn't matter.
I literally have no idea.
It doesn't matter. Five votes for Noelle.
Five for Noelle.
Yeah. And she's gone. And Jesse, yeah, Jesse tells her he had to do it. What do you think of that little play into the jury move by Jesse? Tells her while he's hugging her.
I didn't even notice that.
I had to do it.
I had to do it. She said, I know you're good. You're good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good jury management.
You didn't notice that, JD.
I didn't.
Damn.
Masterminded her blind side and still on his side. That's pretty smooth. If it goes to plan.
Yeah. Owen and Sammy voted for Carla. Thank you, Mitch. That makes sense. Noelle voted for Sammy. Everybody else voted for Noelle.
Okay.
Until we get to eight.
Okay.
Okay.
Owen out of the vote again, unfortunately.
Yes. Has this guy been in the vote?
Somebody want... Just
no, he voted for Janine.
Yeah.
But he was just mad.
He was angry. Found out 10 seconds before.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So she goes home in her hero episode.
Yeah.
Is it better? That's better, isn't it, than just going out in out of nowhere and not even in the episode all that much? I think. This was her episode. Usually you say that for the person like, oh, this was your episode because you went home.
Sure.
And I would say she had a great episode last episode.
Yeah, that's true.
With her big move. Yeah, and unfortunately, yeah, it was – I feel bad for Noelle, but she'll be back, I think.
She should be on every other CBS show they do.
Amazing Race. That's a no-brainer, right?
What's this one that they just did?
Real Love Boat?
No.
Yeah. Actually, I thought of this. Here's an idea.
Tough as
Park
nails.
The love boat off of the island, right? That's a reward. You get to spend the night on the
jeez,
love boat.
That's pretty good.
Pull the love boat up. That's
good.
Smart,
right?
Actually.
Yeah.
You can hang out with Rebecca Romijn.
That's right. And what's his name? Jerry? Jerry McConnell.
Jerry McConnell, yeah.
Is it called The Challenge?
Yeah.
That was the Tyson show, right?
Yeah. She should be on that.
Throw her in.
Oh, my God.
She should be on all the shows.
Yep.
And she should be on Survivor probably again, too. I don't think she'll ever win because, my God, she's such a badass.
No,
it's like you're a fool if you continue to stick with her and want to sit there at the end. You'll never win.
And as we heard a lot in this episode, like, she seems very likable and has a social and strategic game, not to mention she's going to have a great story for Final Tribal Council, and she's super competitive and can win a challenge. So things were just stacking up against her, and Jesse saw the time and was like, we got to do it now.
Josh says, let Noelle go on Young Sheldon and I might actually watch. I have, in watching these Survivors this season, I have... This is like us watching NBA games and seeing the last 5 minutes of Bones. I'm watching like the last 5 minutes of Big Bang now. Yeah. What a fucking hunk of shit show. How was this show so popular?
I know.
There's a laugh track after every fucking line.
Yeah, because the jokes are good. The jokes are funny.
It's insane. It's insane watching it.
Wait, anyway. Trey, I can't tell if you're doing a bit. Do you like it?
No, I've never watched Big Bang Theory, really.
You like the last 5 minutes of every Big Bang episode?
No, not really.
No, me either. But let's get Noelle on Young Sheldon.
Yeah, let's do it.
That'd be awesome.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it.
Start the petition. Okay, let's take our first break. Oh, my God.
That's a late night. It's a late night laugh fest. Put Young Sheldon on Survivor, says Kyle.
No.
No.
Old Sheldon, maybe.
Plot twist. Jesse's son is Young Sheldon.
Wow.
Get that money.
Insert laugh track right after that. Okay, we got to take a break. We got a couple breaks to take. Let's take our first one. When we come back, we are doing live tree mail. So if you are in the YouTube comments right now, in the chat,
Live Tribe. Hannah.
Get your questions in.
Dan.
Or your comments, and we'll have some fun. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
There are so many things I wish we could have both ways. For example, a zero-calorie cheeseburger. How about red wine without the headache? A dog that never poops. That'd be heaven. Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords, stiff chinos, rather than effortless comfort. But it's possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. I'm sorry, Don Draper. This is 2024. I want to look good and feel comfortable. From their light-as-air underwear to innovative anti-odor tees, Mack Weldon has a full range of clothes that never go out of style. I got a little bit of everything. The air-knit boxer briefs are so good. The Ace sweatpant, mad comfy, but also great tailored fit. And because this is the summer of Henleys, yeah, I'm calling it, it's the summer of Henleys, you know I threw a few of them in my virtual shopping cart. Peacocking is for the birds, baby! Some guys just want to look good without calling attention to themselves. Mack Weldon apparel gives you understated good looks for understated confidence. They're not flashy, just classic. Sort of like a No Dunks podcast. Always in style, always crazy comfortable. Get timeless looks with modern comfort from Mack Weldon. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code NODUNKS. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code NODUNKS. All right, back with No Buffs here on a Wednesday night, Thanksgiving Eve.
Thanksgiving Eve.
Just having some laughs, like a laugh track on Young Sheldon or The Big Bang Theory. So get your questions in right now with the live tribe. Our guy Zach did respond to the tweet I put up right after the episode ended, and he had a couple good ones, so let's get to a few of them. He says, is there anybody right now that you believe cannot win? Of the remaining seven people. To me, it is looking very unlikely, if not impossible, that, barring an immunity run, Owen or Cassidy win. And then we had somebody else in the live tribe bringing up Cassidy and this idea of, like, is she getting, like, sort of an under-edit in terms of strategic play? And maybe, you know, she could go on.
Interesting.
To win this game. So, is there anybody right now you don't think could win this game of the final seven? I know we talked about this last week. We were like, you know, you could sort of make a case for anyone now that Ryan had left the game, but what do you think?
I'm definitely not ruling out Cassidy. I think she is, at the very least, she's too adjacent to all of the strategy talk that's going around, so she has to be involved some way,
right?
I think. So I still think she has a chance, but after watching this episode and the way they're all very wary of Sammy and how they all kind of, like, are put off by him, and how they all kept mentioning that you can't trust him, I think he would probably have the lowest chances of winning, in my books at least, just because it feels like, I mean, if they're kind of all just chatting about how much they don't trust him, he must not be super well-liked. I mean, maybe he's well-liked, but they don't seem to trust and care for what he's doing out there, so I don't think he's a realistic threat at this point.
JD?
Yeah, same. Sammy, I think everybody is on to him, his flip-flopping back and forth. I mean, they said as much. He's also just a young guy, 19, 22, whatever. It doesn't
still
matter.
Young, yeah.
He's still a young, dumb, and full of cum, as I like to say. So, you know, whatever. Like, so Sammy, I don't think he could win. I don't think Gabler can win either. I think he's just too stoic. He's too safe. He's very, very, he doesn't really have any real moves that anyone's going to remember. What was his big move? Getting
Ellie.
Who?
Exactly. That was like,
she's not even 10, on the jury.
11, moves 000, to be played here still, but
sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
but it
feels
just,
like
just,
he could be very important in terms of,
feels like he
direction.
Could be. Yes. But more of a meat shield and a guy that you bring. I mean, he's probably very good at making fire. So,
that's a good point.
Oh, interesting.
He'd be good at making fire.
The fire challenge.
Yeah. But, I mean, that would probably be his big move. If he somehow won immunity and put himself in the fire-making challenge and that be his big move, then maybe.
That is a big move.
But it's really hard to imagine.
So, Jay, he also thinks Owen's been on the wrong side of too many votes, so his winner equity is kind of low right now. And then Mitch chimed in, I think no way Owen and Sammy have a chance of winning this. So
Owen's having a hard
reasons,
time getting traction.
Oh, it's
sure.
tough for me right now to be like, if Owen's there at the end, what's the case to be made? I know it depends on who you're sitting with. So in theory, I guess it would have to be like Sammy beside him, and then who? I feel like almost any like a Cole,
Gabler maybe.
I don't know. Gabler, yeah. Would Owen win in that?
I think
case?
He's got a...
all three of those guys from the original tribe. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I guess if it was those three, I would probably pick Owen. But
wow.
I don't know. It's a tough call.
Yeah, yeah.
He just hasn't had an impact on the game at this point. From a standpoint of who's going home and that kind of stuff.
I don't know about that. I think that he's more well-liked than we think. James didn't like him. Is that his name? James?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, cool. James didn't like him. But I think other than that, on Vessi, was it Vessi? I can't even remember. None of this is real. It doesn't matter. He's won immunity. And I think going into the last tribal council last year, the final tribal council, I was still like, there's no way Marianne's going to win this. And she did.
Yeah.
Because
good
she
point.
Killed it. And I can see Owen killing it at the final tribal council. I think he could sway people, especially if the right people are sitting next to him. And I think he's savvy enough to know who to pick to take him with him
Agreed.
To the final tribal council. So
right.
I absolutely would not count Owen out. I'm biased because I've been rooting for him this whole time.
For sure.
But... here's another thing, problem with this season. I'm never angry when somebody, you know, gets immunity anymore, you know? Like, I'm happy for everybody who gets immunity. I'm like, God damn it, Abby Marie won immunity, you know? Or some like a villain, like a true villain. I mean, we've said this 1,000 times,
yeah.
But I'm going to say it again. I like all of them. All of them I'd be happy to see.
Right.
And I don't have that juice in me anymore where I'm like, God, that guy, I hate him, but he's got immunity. And he's not – all the plans of getting that guy out is gone. Like,
yeah.
There isn't that anymore.
We haven't seen like a clutch immunity
win,
right, where you're like, ooh, you had to win
right.
So you were going home.
Yeah.
Well, even didn't Propes slip it into tonight's episode like – we've had so many different immunity winners.
One like five first time winners or something.
We haven't
like
had
that.
Anyone
no
repeats. Double up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good that,
that's
yeah.
And even including the reward challenge. Noel won.
Wow. That's
I great. Like that.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
I like that a lot.
Okay. Let's get to this one here. Mitch brings up this point. Do y'all think we are headed towards a Carla/Cassidy versus Jesse/Cody battle? I think Gabler and Owen and Sammy are just in the middle of those power players. So that's all original tribe alliances right there. It's 2-3-2, which is so funny that what was the yellow tribe's name? I can't remember their names either anymore.
Baka,
yeah. That nice. They have the most now. They're there with
Weird,
three. Yeah, and the other are down to two. But what do you think of Mitch's sort of putting the pieces in play? Does that make sense? Is that where we're at?
Well, to me, it seems Jesse and Cody are in lockstep with each other. Those two are the closest twosome out there, it definitely feels like. And the way it was pitched in this episode, they're running the game out there. Are Carla and Cassidy as close as Jesse and Cody are?
I don't know about that. I think they are.
Yeah.
Personally.
Really?
Yeah.
Based on what? Like, yes, I...
They're in lockstep.
I guess.
Yeah.
But it's sort of like a Heather...
Oh,
Erica.
You're saying that from the edit.
I haven't seen them interact. I can't, you know, think of a time.
But I mean, I'm just going on how they vote together, plans that come about. I mean, I think they are. I don't know for sure. You're right. You're not seeing a whole lot of it. I thought you were going to say, like, if they were to continue to go forward in this game, is it going to be like Carla will get all the credit in this duo? And well, this is the same true for Jesse going to be getting all the credit in a him and Cody duo? I think the answer is yes in both cases.
It seems like it.
It's interesting.
And,
yeah.
And like these idols are going to be played.
Hopefully.
They're probably going to play them at the same time where we're at it almost because I'm talking about Jesse and Carla. and maybe Cody even, because we're at final seven.
And they expire at five.
Final five, yeah.
And there's
yeah.
three idols left?
Yes.
Yeah.
Some of them have to be played at the same time.
That's weird. They're all going to get played.
Yeah. We might have a somebody gets voted out without getting any votes.
Yeah.
Kind of vote.
It could happen.
Ooh.
It could happen.
So, yeah, I've actually...
I mean, I can see Cassidy, because listening to Rob's podcast, she was very much, let's keep the women in. So there might be a women's alliance happening between her and Carla.
Yeah.
So, but I'm not seeing it from Carla's side. I'm not seeing what she's getting out of having, well, other than the number
a
and
number,
somebody to
some trust.
Yeah. But Carla's been also playing such a quiet game. I think it's a brilliant game, but it's also, I don't know. Cassidy might take some of the credit for. I mean, if she's smart, she'd get rid of Carla. I mean, all of them should.
Jay says here in the live tribe, Cassidy's never been on the wrong side of any of the votes so far. So she could have a chance of winning. And then
Good
Gabe points
grade.
Out that Cassidy is like the winners we've gotten here in the 40s. Some similarities.
You're right.
You know, yeah. We were talking about that, I think, last week.
I mean, barely saw Erica in the first half of the game.
Yeah, to Erica is the big one that comes up for sure. How about this one from Zach? He also tweeted this in. Do you think that it's time to leave Fiji? It feels like a new location will remove some of the sameness that occurs from season to season, especially now that they aren't titled. In a few years, I doubt we'll be able to differentiate seasons 41 to 44. That's Zach, again, pointing that out.
Yeah. Interesting. I was watching this, and Isla said, "Are there's just natural paths out there?" I was like, "No, but probably there are at this point for people walking through the same jungle for a decade at a time." I don't necessarily know that it's the location that makes the things feel the same. I think it's probably the seasons having the exact same beats, like when the merge is happening, earn the merge, they did drop the Shillelagh of Time, but like they've been doing kind of like, this is the two vote out episode, this is the sanctuary episode, and those have definitely followed the same script from 41 through 43 now, so maybe we need a little change up with the format, and I imagine that's going to be coming soon, because this is the first season where they've saw those two previous seasons, right? So
right.
They got to build on it now.
Yeah, and I mean, it's got to be not 44, but around the corner, we're getting returning players, you would think.
You'd think 45.
From these incredible cast of characters we've had over the last couple of seasons, you put together one hell of an episode season, but what do you think, JD?
No, I wouldn't move it from feet. Where would you move it to? Another tropical location?
Cook Islands. Go back to the Cook Islands.
Go back to Cook Islands.
That was the first one that popped in my head.
Like, there's a...
There's... I've been to the Cook Islands. That's the only reason I said Cook Islands, okay? I've never been to Fiji.
Yeah, I've never been to Fiji either, but I would love to go, obviously. There was a... They always have this, speaking of drones, a nice overhead shot of the challenge that they had just done cut out of a forest. A rainforest, maybe.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
It's already there. They've already done their ecological damage there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of aquadumps happening, and that's,
probably soil.
Feeding the fish, right? But why go and, have to raise a whole other area of a jungle on a tropical location? And if it's not tropical, then where is it? I mean, why... It's like saying I'm tired of playing basketball on a court. Let's move it on to something else. What else would you move it on to?
Well, they moved it on to a USS Carrier college basketball.
Survivor on a carrier.
Right. But it's harder to do. It's harder to play on a carrier.
Look, Jay's right. This is production here, man.
Right.
Fiji giving them great tax breaks to go film there twice a year.
Yeah. It's probably both.
Money, money, money.
That the entire prize money is probably just from tax breaks alone from Fiji. I'm getting angrier about how cheap Survivor is.
But we miss – look, when you bring up Survivor to someone that doesn't watch it, they say two things. They say, one, that's still on.
Right.
That's the number one thing. What? Same show? Whatever. And then they generally ask – well, where are they?
Yeah.
Because they, even if they like are a very casual Survivor fan or like a lapsed Survivor fan, well, where are they now? Because that was the thing, always different yeah. location. And so then when you tell them like, oh no, they're in Fiji. Why Fiji? I don't know how long they've been in Fiji. Oh, like 10 years running now.
Right.
They get pissed off because it just felt like it was such a Survivor
Why?
Thing.
They're furious.
Because, man.
It's people forget how what a pain in the ass it was to go to Africa, right? Where yeah. there's like literally predators the circling the camp.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's sort of like it makes for, you know, it's extra juice and extra, you know, fun TV to see little eyes lurking. But they realize all we have to do is get stock footage or just go get B-roll of, you know, snakes slithering on the sand. And the threat is implied already, you know, like, yeah. You know, there's storms, there's wildlife, there's gorgeous beach. I'm stunned every time I watch every season of Survivor. I go like, fuck. This is gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. Why would you want to leave?
Why would you leave?
That's
why would you leave?
Does Probst ever leave? Does he ever come back to the States?
Yeah, like I'm working, point. Working these 26 days, chilling the next 26.
You think he's got a Fijian passport?
Oh, ooh, interesting. Interesting.
You have to live there probably a certain amount of the year.
He's got to be there for
not. I mean, 3 months top. Well, maybe a little.
Well, now, 52 before days, before in. He was there for.
Yeah, true.
39 plus 39 yeah. plus whatever, like pre-production, post-production.
That's wow, a long time. I want to know if he has a passport.
Let us know down below if you... Jeff Probst has a Fijian passport.
Josh had an idea for a new season or new location, I guess, in a way. Survivor, Catalina Wine Mixer.
Sure.
Okay.
Hannah
Banana. It is weird, though, that it's like Fiji is the stadium. You know, you don't build a new stadium after 10
yeah,
seasons.
Yeah, it's a good way to put it.
And
yeah.
you get, I feel like you do Great get a, you get two seasons basically out of it. You get the rainy season and you get the dry season. We're watching the dry one right now. Rainy next.
Yep. Well, and people yeah. brought that up in the live tribe here. Like, yeah, weather alone, some of these other locations has not gone well.
Right.
You don't, I mean, you don't want it to rain all the time.
No.
Right? You think it's going to be, oh, that'll be great. It'll be hellish for them. It's like, no, it's too hellish for them.
Yeah.
They don't leave the...
Yeah,
the shelter, and then no one's gaming, and then everyone's really miserable, and blah, right. blah, 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 blah.
And not to mention the crew, of which there yes. are like 600 yes. of them.
Okay, Hannah Banana said, Jeff is probably a huge celebrity in Fiji. Do you believe that to be true?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
No way.
You don't think they know who he is?
Really?
Is
Even
Survivor
in his black
on?
Shirt?
He's wearing his black
Okay. Oh, she also had, this is very difficult, but we'll maybe end with this before we take our final break and then look ahead to next week's episode. Can you okay. name a Thanksgiving meal counterpart to each of the remaining seven?
All of them?
Tribe members. All right. Who, okay. Here, let All me right, help us out.
Name them and then
who's
we'll...
Who's the turkey of the remaining seven? Who is the main event? It's Jesse, right?
I think he seems to be the main event right now.
He's the
main. Jesse or Carla?
Yeah, but which one?
I think after tonight's episode, I would say Jesse.
Right. Okay. So that means Carla's. You want to say is sort of next? Shh. What's that? That mashed potatoes?
I would say mashed potatoes.
You know, no, I'm gonna say ham. She is the second.
Oh, okay, secondary
protein.
Protein. I like
the
it.
Ham.
I like that.
And yeah. a lot of people are leaving that dinner going maybe like the ham board.
Exactly.
Yeah, nice ham
yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Who's the mashed potatoes then?
Cody. I think that's a Cody.
Okay.
Now why?
My instinct says Cody. Because okay. he's a great side to Jesse, right?
That's perfect. Well, just... in that case, then I'm going to say that Cassidy has to be stuffing.
Yep. You're right.
Wait, hold on. Why would
well, but,
also a great side?
A side, but
Cassidy,
but to ham.
But you're just saying a good side.
With...
I
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
All right. We'll go with it.
Okay.
Oh, damn. Kyle is saying Cody is the marshmallow yam. He's really crazy. He might have some nuts. Okay, Survivor fan Dan. Owen is given cranberry sauce vibes.
Big cran man.
I think that's not bad.
It's not bad. I mean.
Because it's you know, unfortunately, position in the game. But some people love him. Like, you're rooting for him. Some
people love
a cranberry sauce.
I would be so upset if there was no cranberry
okay.
at Thanksgiving dinner.
And you'd be very upset if there was no Owen right now.
Exactly.
So there we go. Okay. So wait, we said Cody has to be because we're doing the pairing that he is the mashed
potatoes.
Potatoes,
yeah.
Okay, fair. He feels like he should be a zanier dish. Yeah. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, Gabler, what's Gabler? We're almost done.
Gabler is the marshmallow yams to me.
Okay.
Oh.
Just sort of like there. He's very entertaining, but I'm not having any part of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I just don't want any part of that.
You're okay with him being
candy
yams, I guess.
Yeah, it's hard to decide.
And I guess the last one is Sammy, and people are throwing out.
Oh, Sammy's easy.
What is he?
He's gravy. He's all over the place.
Oh, that's the answer. That's the answer. And that is how we go into our second break. When we come back, we will get you ready for next time on Survivor. Don't go anywhere.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day, or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, back with No Buffs here, starting to wrap up this episode where we just broke down episode 10, did a little live tree mail, showed it to everybody joining us live here on a late Wednesday night. Because we're doing it right after the episode of Survivor, our Make Your Picks No Buffs fantasy pool hasn't updated quite yet. They need some time out on the West Coast to compute the numbers and all that. But I will say, I'm happy to report that I successfully called Noelle going home
in
episode 10. I doubled down on it last week. I played my double vote. I went with James and Noelle. I got James right. And obviously struck out on Noelle last week. But I said, I'm doing it again. I'm going with Noelle. So I'm gaining some points there. Wow. I'm going to be coming up the ranks a little bit.
There we go.
But did you guys make any big advantage moves here? I forgot to do any of that. And we are running out of time, so I really should have. But what'd you do?
I bought some new stuff.
Okay.
I swapped a person in. I swapped in Cody for Lindsay, because Lindsay got voted out a long time ago. And I 2x'd my points on both Jesse and Cody. I didn't get the vote off right, but Jesse cried a lot this episode.
Yes.
He did.
So that's going to be big time.
There will be some some fun bonus
points
there.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yep. Yeah, there's a lot of tears, actually. In
this.
Noelle cried
app.
A lot. She was crying during the challenge, she said. And I think there was
We didn't see her crying, though.
Oh,
did we?
I mean,
not when she was on the balance beam.
I mean, it was on the verge of tears at one point. They had a shot.
But
I don't know if that'll count. I don't know if it'll count.
I need to know if that counts.
What'd you do this week?
Oh, I went for it. I spent every last credit I had.
Go. Wow, all your fire tokens gone.
Yeah. So extra vote. I voted for Sammy and Cody to go. Why? There was no strategy there. Who can tell?
What do you mean, who can tell? I can tell.
Well, you can tell.
2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Are you not listening to every word coming out of my mouth these last podcasts?
No, not really, to be honest.
Oh.
I also put down double points for Jesse. So
okay, that
could be good.
By you guys, yeah.
And I also put double points down for Owen because I was double downing on my prediction that he would win 2 immunities this season.
Oh, yeah. Well, nice. Still have time.
Just put my money where my mouth is. But now I have 0 credits, and I'm very vulnerable, and I don't know. I'm going to go down, obviously.
First thing you're going to do tomorrow morning when you wake up, check your make your picks.
I'm going to check my make my picks,
no
and I'm going to go.
We will see. We'll see. I mean, you were obviously – you were winning the no buffs sort of mini challenge within our entire 1,000 people pool.
Well, this might be the great equalizer right here. This is the puzzle. This is when you get to the puzzle.
This is the put one so beanbag on top of a 10-foot pole.
That's right.
And yeah, it could take a while. All right, we will see. Use your advantages. That's what I mean.
Yeah, you have to.
I'm still trailing JD. I'm trailing both of you at least right now until this updates. So you shouldn't take my word for it because I'm obviously not that good at it. But you're running out of time to use these things, so yeah. You might as well just double down. Play double bonus points.
Not me. I want to take them home to my kids. Have a special souvenir.
Wow. I hadn't thought about that.
Next level.
One advantage token for each.
Next time on Survivor, the episode is titled, I looked it up, Hiding in Plain Sight.
Huh.
Who's hiding in plain sight?
Gabler.
I thought Gabler said it. Yeah. I thought he said that at the end of the, like in the next in the, week on.
Did he?
Did he really?
Oh, I didn't catch that if he did. You're not sure.
Why would I think that, though?
I think you're right. Okay. Now that you mentioned
well, I'm
that.
I'm sure somebody in the live tribe will confirm that or deny it. Gabler plans his idea to get to the final three. We see that.
Yes.
And we do see there seems to be like scrambling of some sort, some pandemonium going on. And then there's a water challenge.
Oh.
And yeah. I was so excited. Yeah, this is the, you know, basically, who wants to like really go to the limit on drowning right. themselves?
Yeah. It's
like,
with the waterboarding challenge.
This is how you nearly die on Survivor. Probes will be yelling. Yeah, you got to hold your breath under that. Oh, this one gets my heart going. Yeah. Makes you feel squeamish.
Oh, definitely. But. I don't know. I feel like it looked worse in the previews than it ended up being in the actual challenge last season. So I'm hoping it's the same because that one makes me too nervous. I know it's safe. I know Jeff would never let anything happen.
Yeah.
But it feels pretty. It's scary to
just
me.
Just trying to. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Trying to like
the underwater shots, too. Like they swim down away from it and put their little noses up.
Yeah.
So we are getting that, which you have to assume is an immunity challenge. It can't be for reward, right?
It better be.
Right.
It better
right.
be. I would feel more Adam comfortable Sandler. In that than a lot of the challenges.
Though. You would.
I'm very comfortable in the water.
Oh, okay.
You do love a bath.
I do love a bath.
Yeah, that's basically that's how you take is that a bath? Bath.
That's what I do.
And it's like instead of like that sometimes you see that tray that you like it's like a metal tray that like hooks on the edges of the tub and you put a soap in it.
Yeah.
You put that over your head and practice.
Just right through.
All right. Well, you would dominate in this challenge.
That's the one challenge I would feel very comfortable in. Who's spinning, get out of here.
Ooh, yeah.
I would hate that.
Who's the best in the water now that Ryan's gone? I guess Gabler's had some practice out there.
Yeah.
Swimming.
Owen had a good dive, I remember. A very, very athletic deep dive in one of the challenges.
Yeah.
Cody, he lives in Hawaii.
Cody,
yeah. He jumps off of rock formations.
I'm going to call Cody wins.
I'm saying
I like that.
I'm saying Owen.
Wow. Okay.
Well, I want my prediction, my two immunities
nice.
For
oh yeah
for
you really want that okay really so that. Yeah somebody's just saying predictions to win the challenge we just did and let's just throw it out there, who's going home? Who will be after next week our final six?
Put me down for Sammy
going home. Sammy
I think
wow okay.
Jesse,
that's Oof. Interesting with the idol two maybe. Well, I know. I mean, it could
yeah,
happen.
Yeah, but it could happen.
It could you happen. Could. It could happen. I don't
happens
know. We need,
all
we
the
need
time.
A big changeup. We need somebody to play an idol. We need something crazy to happen.
Yeah.
Who's going home?
I would have picked Cody, but I agree with you that I think he's going to win the challenge. I don't know why.
Oh, wow, wow. Man. Mm. Damn, man, if he wins the challenge, then I find it very difficult for Jesse to go home, but they'd have to blindside the hell out of him.
Yeah, but Cody knows that he has to make a move.
Cody, a part of getting rid of Jesse?
Yes.
Whoa.
There's seven
I don't
left.
Know about that, sir.
Well, I'm just saying. Make a prediction, sir.
come on, sir.
I think Owen's going to go.
Why? Why would they get rid of
exactly
him?
Exactly why?
Yeah.
None of this means anything.
It's big move. Seven people left.
It's
you
usually
gotta, you got to make a huge move.
Okay, so it has to be Carla or Jesse going.
You would think.
Maybe even, Cassidy is seen, I think, by them as a big player.
I think so too.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Edit. Rewind. I am going to go Cassidy.
Cassidy going home.
Cassidy going home. Nice. Next week. That's my pick. And an idol will be played next week too. Lock that in.
Must happen.
At least one. All right. Let's call it there. Again, thank you to the Live Tribe for joining us here on YouTube after the episode. My goodness. There's a reason why we don't do this normally. It's usually a messing up probably 10 things that happen in this show, forgetting names, getting the wrong names, retired.
It's nice to have a rundown of what actually happened out there, you know?
I do like to watch the episode twice. When I can.
Yeah, same.
Confusing.
It's very confusing.
Totally. Got to talk to everybody out there.
We probably just made it more confusing for all you listeners and people watching. But
I thought Jesse and Carlo were close. They never even talked to each other. What?
Who knows? Guys, if you are an American, have a great and safe Thanksgiving tomorrow. No buffs, obviously, because we just did it. And no dunks if you're an NBA fan.
I don't know. We might need to do an emergency podcast.
The Bulls won?
Bulls beat the Bucks for the first time in the regular season in nearly 5 years.
Well,
I won $50,000 off my father-in-law.
Wow. Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah.
What are you going to buy?
I'm kicking some in for the Survivor Prize, actually.
No, you got to buy a drone now.
Ooh, yeah.
If I won $50,000 off my father-in-law, I would use
drones
to buy
are that
a drone.
Expensive anymore, right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. Definitely
not. Next time on No Bus, we'll have a drone. But until then, the tribe has spoken.
It's too deep.
Yeah.